Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Brooke Alexander Show, the podcast to help you show up and stand out. Thank you so much for being here today and joining me in this fun podcast episode. And I think it's very timely, being like January, whatever, 7 it is today. So a lot of you are probably at this point where maybe you made some New Year's resolutions and now you're thinking, how the heck am I going to get through and actually do them? Did I pick some things that are too big? What even is a resolution? When am I supposed to achieve it by? Blah, blah, blah. All that crap that comes with it. So that's exactly what I'm going to help you figure out in this episode. So, So first of all, I'm going to tell you about one thing and then we'll get into the episode. First thing that I want to share with you is that I have opened up my calendar for you guys to help you with this specific stuff that we're going to be talking about. So identifying, setting, and achieving your goals. So these sessions are free, 100% free. So don't have to like worry about that kind of stuff. I know that's a huge worry for you guys. I've got the link for you in the show notes below where you can jump in, book a session. We will go through. So the stuff that I'm going to go through in the podcast is what we'll talk about in our little session, but also like anything else that you need help with, if it's confidence stuff or whatever, let's get on a call. Let's talk about it. Let's sort it out for you so you can make 2019 your best year yet. There's only limited spots available. I did put it to my Instagram last night and some of the spaces have already been taken. So if this is something that you want to get some guidance with, get some clarity on, get some help with, this is how you are going to get that and how I'm going to help you do it. So they're called Mini Magic Sessions. Like I said, the link is going to be in the show notes here. So whatever device you're listening on, just go back to the main screen, hit details, and that will show you the show notes or something like that. Each device is different. That's what it looks like on an iPhone. But yeah, all you got to do is just go in there, book it in. We'll have a call. We'll talk about this stuff. We'll get it sorted for you so you can make 2019 your best year yet. Because I love you and I love sharing this stuff with you guys. And like I said, we're doing things differently this year. I've said it a bunch of times already. And this is one of the steps to doing things differently. And I'm here for you and I love you and I want to help you. And you're the star. This is about you. And so this is how you get it done. Clarity, identify, set, achieve your goals. 2019, we're off to a great start. It's going to be the best. I'm so excited for you. Mini Magic Sessions. Let's go. All right. So in today's podcast episode, we are going to go through the process that I go through when I am setting goals and creating plans for my year and like big 5-year, 3-year, 1-year, monthly goals, whatever. I'll go through the whole thing with you. I shared this stuff in a masterclass I did last month. I did a free masterclass on this stuff. So if you attended the masterclass, you would have heard me already speak about all of this stuff. But if you, the masterclass is now gone, like you can't access that anymore. So if you need a refresher, this is going to be great for you. And also if you didn't attend the masterclass, I'm going to go through everything with you as well. So I suggest you get a pen and paper to take notes. I'm going to make the workbook available for you. I created a workbook. It's going to be in the free mindset resources section on my website, which has a whole bunch of resources in there as well. So it's not going to be only this. So you need to go to my website. I'll leave the link in the show notes for this as well. Go to my website, you sign up, you put in your email address. I'll email you a link to the password to get the resources, and then you can go in there and get it. And this workbook will be in among all of the other stuff that I already have in. I think there's like six or eight other resources in there already. I don't know. I keep adding and adding and adding. So there's a whole lot of stuff in there for you as well. Oh my gosh. And you guys, so I've been talking about for months how I'm going to do a YouTube video, and I did it finally. I know I've said it so many times that I am going to do it, but I actually did it this time. It's there. I did a video on what is EFT tapping, which is emotional freedom technique, and I walk you through how to do it so you can learn how to do it for yourself, because it is something that you can do for yourself. It's amazing. It's life-changing. I have clients that I've helped with this and have shared tapping with them, and they've said it's changed their life. So definitely look that. It can help with emotional issues that you're experiencing, physical issues and pains that you're experiencing. It's such an amazing tool. So anyway, I did my first YouTube video, so I would love it if you went and watched it. It's a little bit awkward at the beginning, but whatever. And I'll leave the link for that in the show notes too, but go over to my channel, subscribe, because I'm going to be putting out videos very frequently. The goal is to do it once a week. So I've scheduled it in. I've planned all the content for the next quarter. So I have no excuse. I've told you guys before to keep on top of me about this. And I didn't do it, but whatever. Anyway, YouTube video. Go subscribe. Love it. Thank you. Let's get into the actual episode now. So the way that I break my goal setting plan down into three separate sections. So the first one is identify, where I identify my goals. The second one is where I set. This is where I put everything that I need into practice, set up systems, implement whatever I need to implement, make sure I have everything in order to actually move forward. And then it's the achieving part. So this is the actual taking action, getting the shit done. So I'll go through this process with you. The first step is identifying your goals. So maybe you already know what your goals are. Maybe you already have some idea of what it is that you want to achieve in a year. That's, or whatever time frame. I'm going to stick to a year time frame right now, just because that's kind of the easiest to keep this flowing. So say you know what your 1 year goal is, and that's great. You know what that goal is. You know what you want to achieve. Maybe you know what you want to achieve even in 3, 6, 9 months, whatever it is. That's great. That's what you're going to use for us to move forward. If you are not quite clear on what your goals are, there's a couple of things that you can do to figure out what they are, and some techniques that I really like to use, and some stuff that I like to do. So before we do that, I'm just going to ask, I have some questions, and this is all in the guidebook that I'm going to share with you, well, that you'll get when you go into the resource library. But some questions that I like to ask is, I start at the end. So what's the big vision? What is the big vision that you have? And this, even if we're creating our next 1 year plan, you can still think about what's my big vision. And that might be a 5 year thing that you kind of have, and that's okay. Still get that down. That's absolutely okay. We're just kind of working through some things right now to get our minds working and start coming up with things. And that's what this process is. So the next thing I like to ask is, what's my greatest superpower? So what am I amazing at doing? What do I love doing? What do other people come to me for? So what's my greatest superpower? The next one is, what's my ideal job description? So a lot of the time, people have issues coming up with what they want, and are very, very easy to come up with things that they don't want. So I don't like in my goal setting to come up with stuff that I don't want. So I don't want you to write down, I don't want this job, I don't want something that does this. However, what you can do is flip it around and do the opposite. So if you know that you don't want a job that you have to do some specific task, don't write, I don't want to do this specific task. Write down the opposite of that task if you can, and that might help you come up with something that's closer to your ideal job description. I'm going to get to it a little bit at the end, but something, and I've said this before in previous podcasts, actually the last podcast about goal setting, is it needs to be future focused and toward motivated. So it needs to be focused on the future and not focused on what we're able to achieve in the past, because, or what we weren't able to achieve in the past, because that is not an indication of what we're going to be able to achieve. Just because we haven't achieved something before doesn't mean we're not able to achieve it ever. And toward motivated means it's toward something. So you're saying what you do want and not what you don't want. So next thing is, what does an ideal work day at work look like for me? So you can write down what all of this is, and this will get your juices flowing as well. So something that I do like to do, if you don't know what your goals are, is to close your eyes and just take a really deep belly breath. So put your hand on your belly, breathe in deep through your nose and feel your belly expand, and take a really deep breath in. And then breathe out and visualize yourself 1 year from now. Take yourself along your timeline into the future, into 1 year from now. And I want you to take a look around in your mind's eye and notice where you are, what you're doing, who you're with, what have you learnt, how are you feeling, what are you excited about, what have you achieved, and what did you do to get there? What did you do to get there? What did you learn to get there? What help did you have to get there? What resources did you use to get there? So take as much time as you need in this process. Obviously, you're going to do it not right now on the podcast, because this, I just went through that real fast. But give yourself time whenever you're setting your goals, a couple of minutes of silence, of phone away, of computer closed, no interruptions, have a bath, do it, think about this, take yourself into your future and just think about where you are. And this is not a time to think about what you should do, what other people tell you you should do, what you've seen other people do and have success, find success or happiness in, so then you decide to do that too. This has to be things that are real and true for you. A lot of the time, and I'm guilty of this as well, I've done this before, we see other people achieving success with something, and so we think, oh, I'll do that and then I'll be happy and I'll have success as well. And while sometimes that is a way that people find success, they see someone doing something and think, oh my gosh, that's it, that's what I'm meant to do. But other times, in my even example of when I was doing bodybuilding competitions, I was seeing other people happy and successful and doing these things, and I thought, well, I'll be happy and successful if I do those things too. So I did them and it didn't make me happy, and I didn't follow through with it in order to be successful. I could have if I kept going. Obviously, anyone can be successful with anything if they keep going, but I didn't want to keep going because I realized that it wasn't true for me. And not that I didn't have fun. I had a great time. I learned a lot. I became who I am. But in the end, it wasn't what I thought it was going to be. So in all of your goal setting, it's not a time to be doing things just because someone else tells you you should, because you've seen someone else do this, blah, blah, blah. None of that crap. This has to be true for you. And if something comes up for you and you're like, I don't know if I can make that a thing, I don't know if that's going to make me successful, I don't know if that actually will make me any money, I challenge you to ask yourself better questions. Ask yourself more empowering questions. How can I use this to make money? How can I follow and do what I love and be successful? How can I make this fun? Rather than saying, I don't think it can, I don't know if it can, blah, blah, blah. I'm saying that a lot today. But ask yourself better questions and ask yourself more empowering questions and focus on the good and not, I don't know, and ask how instead. So the next thing that we do is SMART goals. Now, this is different to the normal style of SMART goals that I guess people are taught in school and whatever. So this is the way that we do SMART goals in NLP, which is Neuro-Linguistic Programming, which in short is a user's manual for the mind. That is something that I am certified in. If you want to know more about NLP, go back a couple of episodes ago. I don't remember the exact number, but I did an episode with Reese Evans, who is my NLP trainer, and we go over what NLP is, and she is very, very, very knowledgeable on this whole topic. She's amazing, so smart, so great. So go and listen. But this is how we come up with our new SMART goals. I'm going to go through them here with you and give you a little bit of an idea of how that will look. But again, this stuff is in the guidebook that I've created for you, which you'll get when you sign up to get the password. So we start with S, obviously, simple. Make it simple. It doesn't have to have 10 million parts and pieces, and you don't have to figure out all the how. That's another thing too. You don't have to figure out the how just yet. And this is a kind of spiritual thing, but also it's a brain thing. Is your brain is really, really good at figuring things out and seeing the opportunities that it knows it needs to see. So if you're in your conscious mind thinking, this is how I'm going to do something, you're going to miss the opportunities and the serendipities and the coincidences and the other things that are going to come up outside of that little box that actually could help you. So if you just task your unconscious mind and just say, this is the goal that I am going to achieve. This is how I'm going to, this is where I want to get to, sorry. Your unconscious mind will find the way. It will see the things it needs to see. And this is similar to the episode and the manifestation experiment that I talk about all the time. Episode 21, go back and listen to that. But this is a similar way that it works. Manifestation and also tasking your unconscious mind to work through things works the same way, if it isn't the same thing. So you can look at this from a spiritual perspective or from a 2D, like this world that we live in, logical mind, practical thing, if you want to look at it that way as well. That's okay. This works both ways. So simple. Don't make it convoluted. Don't try and think about all the bits and pieces that you need, all the like, this needs to happen on this date, this date, this date, this thing needs to happen, this thing needs to happen. We're going to go through that in a second, but it doesn't have to be, make it simple. That's the easiest way. Specific. So if it's a certain amount of money, get specific on the amount of money. If it's a specific job, get really specific on the job. If it's about travel and moving in to a specific location, get really specific about the actual location. Not I want to travel. It's I want to travel to France and I want to stay at this hotel. That is specific. Sensory. So what will you see, hear, and feel when you achieve it? Sensory. So for the travel example is what will you see when you've achieved the goal? You will see the streets of Paris, you will see the Eiffel Tower, you will see cafes with baguettes and croissants, and you will see your beautiful hotel room with a bedding and blah, blah, blah. Or maybe you'll know it's real for you when you've bought the plane ticket and you've like hit buy now on the Airbnb button. Whatever you will see at that moment that you know it is real and a done deal. That's going to be different for everyone. This point is different for everyone. So some people need to actually be experiencing the thing. So you actually need to be in Paris to feel like it's real, or you just need to have bought the plane ticket and secure the accommodation. It's different. So whatever it is for you. Hear, what will you hear? Are you going to hear the email notification come in from Expedia saying ticket booked, flight accommodation, or will you be hearing the plane taking off, or will you be hearing people on the streets of Paris? What will you hear? And what will you feel when you've achieved it? How are you going to feel? Are you going to feel excited? Are you going to feel abundant? Are you going to feel relieved? Whatever you're going to feel. Next, we move on to M, measurable. So how will you know when you've achieved it? So it needs to be, so for example, in the travel thing, it is measurable because it has an end date. It has a specific goal. But let's say for someone who is trying to lose weight, just saying, I want to lose weight is not measurable. You need to be specific. So that's how you kind of get into this as well. So I want to lose 10 pounds. That is how it's measurable. If you want to get a new job, that's measurable. Well, okay, so just saying I want a new job is not measurable, but saying I would like to get this specific job at this company Blah, blah, blah. Like, it has to be kind of specific enough so you know when it's been achieved. Because if you just say, I want a new job, like, sure, you can say, okay, I have a new job, but that, like, if it's not the job you want, you get any job. You could get a job that's crappier than the one that you have that you actually will like, not like, or whatever. So make it measurable. It needs to have an endpoint. Meaningful to you. So as I already said, not what someone else wants, but what you want to do, it has to be meaningful to you. So A, moving on to A now in SMART, as if now. So we state it in the present tense, and we'll get to this, what, why this is in just a second. Achievable, realistic, but not comfortable. So if it's realistic, if it's just something on your to-do list, it doesn't count. It has to be a little bit uncomfortable. It has to stretch you. It has to be something that you are maybe a little scared about. I often say that feeling the fear is the indication that that's what you're supposed to do. So not realistic in like in the sense that it's easy to do and you're just like, oh yeah, that's like fine, whatever, I'll just take that off my list. But realistic in the sense that possibly becoming an astronaut in 1 year and never have studied a physics course in your entire life is probably not achievable for the most of us. No, it's really not. I think you need to go through a much more rigorous process than just studying some courses. So that isn't necessarily achievable, but it can't be realistic that it's just easy to take off your list. All areas of your life, how will it impact all areas of your life? So you need to think about that too. Responsible, so is it safe for you, the community, the environment, and the planet? So now we're on R. That's something that you need to consider when you are choosing your goals. Resources, so what internal and external resources will you need? What do you need to know or learn? Is there someone else that can help you? So think about what resources you're going to need to achieve the goal. And you, what you can do is look at other people, maybe someone else who has achieved that goal, and then think, okay, what resources did they have to achieve their goal? Did they have a mentor? Did they have a team? Did they do a course? Did they whatever? Did they read certain books or listen to certain podcasts or whatever? What resources did they use to get to their goal? And if you can use any of those same ones, then they're going to help you. So timed, when will you achieve it by, the specific date? So as we said, specific and measurable, this is also a similar thing. But if you want to get a new job, for example, put in the date that you would like to find the new job by. If you want to travel, put in the date that you want to travel by. If you want to make more money, put in the date that you would like to have that money by. Something that I do here is when I write down the specific date, I write on or before. Because if the universe wants to bring it to me before that date, then I'm not going to say, well, I'm going to wait until that date and then you can bring it to me. I say on or before the date. And toward motivated, as we already spoke about, you need to focus on what you do want, not what you don't want. So then what we do is we brainstorm your SMART goals and we do it one area of life at a time. So one could be just one for personal. So that would be, for example, weight loss. And then you could do one for your job and then your goals for travel. So don't put them all in the one thing. Do them, this SMART goals thing, separately. The next thing that we do is an outcome statement, which I really love. And basically this is just putting all, I'm going to put my phone away over here, putting everything that we just went through into one condensed statement. So it's really clear and we've got everything in the one place. So again, this is going to be in the guidebook, but I'm just going to go over it with you here. So the way that we do this, it is now, and then we put in the specific date that we're going to achieve it by, and I have, and then you put in the specific outcome. So it could be I have or I am. So it could be I have $10,000 income from my business. I am in Paris staying at X hotel. I have lost 10 pounds. And then I am, so who you are, what you're doing. I do. So it could be I am a coach, I am a whatever job, CEO, whatever it is. And some of this stuff, you can edit it around to fit your goal. But this whole statement here is like an overall that fits everyone's in. So edit it to fit your specific goal. I do. So what it is that you do. I have. So that specific goal. I see. So what you see, what you hear, what you say, and what you feel. And then I achieved this because, and then you use the personal resources that help you achieve the outcome. So it could be, I achieved this because I am intelligent, I am an action taker, I am proactive, I am adaptable, I'm adventurous, I am great at what I do, whatever. The personal resources that help you achieve the outcome. So what I like to do with this is, you can print it out, you can put it in as a note on your phone, you can put it as a phone background, put it somewhere that you'll see it and read it very, very regularly. So your unconscious mind is constantly seeing it and making it normal and knows what it's working towards. Yeah. All right, the next thing that we do is setting the goals and creating a plan to achieve them. Now, the way that I like to do this is reverse engineering my goals into specific chunks of time. So the way that I personally do this is I break things down into 1 year, 9 month, 6 month, 3 months, and then I do, so that's like quarters. And then for my 3 month goals, then I'll break that down monthly. So whatever month it is and break that down into each month. And then for the coming month that I'm currently in, I'll have that broken down into weekly and daily. Like I said, all of this is in the guidebook. So if it's going a bit over your head right now, don't stress. The next, so what we do with that is there's three separate things that we write for each of those time frames. So the first thing we'll do is write the milestone. So what is it that you need to have achieved by that point? So this will be your goal for each of those time chunks, what it is that you're working on towards that. And then the next one is resources. So what will you need to know, have learned, or who can help you? And then the next one is see, hear, feel. So how will you know when you have achieved it? Getting really, really clear on that. Now, what I do here is I write all these down on post-it notes and have them stuck on the wall. So for example, I'm looking at right now, the wall in front of me, I have one post-it note that says January. And then on that, I write down the milestones for that month. Then on the next one, I have another post-it note underneath that. And then what resources will I need to know? And also like that big thing broken down into maybe some smaller goals. So if I want to, for example, do a masterclass in January, the next post-it note says, what am I going to do? So I'm going to need to plan the masterclass. I'm going to have to do specific things like what resources I will need to for. And another one of my goals is to do weekly YouTube videos. So the resources, I'm going to have to learn how to use Final Cut Pro, yada, yada, yada. And then the next one is see, hear, feel. What will I see, hear, and feel? So you can break it up into that, but you can do that however, where you can just have it on a piece of paper and like break it up into piece of paper chunks or whatever it is. And there's a bit of, you'll see it when you look at the guidebook, you'll see how it's broken down and how you can do it too. But honestly, do this whatever way works for you, but having everything broken down into chunks, I know what I'm working on now, I know what I need to do, I know what resources I need, I know it's so much clearer than just saying in 1 year, I want this goal. Because that seems so, it's just so overwhelming to think of that one thing. And also without a plan to get there, you can't get there. You can't expect to magically have stuff just come to you. Now, I said a couple of minutes ago that we don't focus on the how, but, and I know this is like, some people do have issues with how do you create goals, but not, how do you create goals, but then not tell the universe how and like wait for the stuff to come to you. And this can be confusing for some people, but honestly, if you're so caught up in that, I think you're thinking about the wrong things and you're confusing yourself when you don't necessarily need to. And then you are, I think, putting the message out to the universe that you don't trust that things will come to you. So I break these things down because each of these goals that I have are fun things for me to work on. Each of the goals that I have up here and the things that I want to achieve, I'm not doing them because I think that they will get me to my end goal. I have them here because I want to do them and because they are fun. Now, the way the universe works, if you do things that you love to do and things that are you're passionate about and things that feel good for you, that will get you to your end goal. So while a lot of these things that I have are business stuff and client stuff and money stuff that are essentially going to help me get to my end goal just because of the nature of what they are, I chose these specific things because they are fun. I could have chosen a bunch of other things that would also help me get to my end goal in a year, but if I'm doing them for the wrong reason, if I'm just doing them in order to get to that goal, if I'm only choosing them because of that specific reason and not because I love them and because I'm excited to do them and because I know they're going to help and bring value to other people, that is what's going to veer you off course, and that's not going to be in line with manifestation and law of attraction because the feeling and the intention behind it is wrong. So even though you have these goals and you're saying, okay, this month I want to achieve this, this month I want to achieve this, yada yada, for the next year, although it's kind of how, it's still in line with feeling good and creating what you want and bringing value to other people. That is what the universe wants you to do. Universe, God, spirit, whatever it is that you want to call it, that is what is required of you, and that's all, is to enjoy and love and feel good about what you do. And something that I actually made a post on this the other day is the way to get what you want is to give other people what they want. And so that is a huge focus for me, is to bring value to other people, is to give other people what they want, because I know that by putting that energy out into the universe, that will come back to me. So, and that's also why I'm doing the mini magic sessions, because I want to, the whole reason I do everything that I do is to help people feel confident, to help people feel successful, to help people feel supported and guided and loved, because that's what I wanted. I wanted to feel that. So I created it and I give it to other people. So kind of a bit of a rant there, but this is how I kind of work through this whole creating goals, but also not focusing on the how. Also, if you're planning, like my goal is, say, for example, in February, at the end of February, to have a self-study course on the kind of stuff that I talk about. Now, I haven't planned it out much more than February, 6-week self-study course. And then for January, one of my things is, okay, start planning the content for the self-study and do it. I haven't thought about on Monday, I need to do this from this time to this time. On Wednesday, I'm doing this from this time to this time. Then I'm going to have 6 people sign up for the self-study course and everything's going to be great. And if I have 6 people, then I have this amount of money and that contributes to this portion of my end goal. That isn't fun for me. So that kind of figuring out the how is not an enjoyable thing for me personally. So I don't plan out things that way. So I hope that little rant kind of explained things a little and made that a little bit easier to understand there. But the whole kind of having goals and creating goals and a plan, but not working on the how, I haven't found the ideal way to articulate what that all means yet. So when I do find a way to articulate that better and help you understand it a little bit better, I will share it with you. I know what it means for me internally. So if you don't quite understand what that all means yet, I encourage you to stop asking other people and trying to find the way to figure it out externally and ask yourself what that means to you and listen to your internal guidance and listen to what you think it means to you, and that is what it means. So this stuff can be really personal, but also the universe, God, whatever, has different ways of speaking to each of us, and if it feels, whatever feels good for you is what the universe is trying to tell you is what is for you. So, also, I got the audiobook Conversations with God by Neil Donald Walsh, as recommended by my friend Katie from State of Anything. And so I had a free credit with Audible. I bought all three books, and it goes for 26 hours and has 335 chapters, but I listened to it for an hour last night and it's actually really, really good. So I highly recommend, if you can, reading, listening to whatever that book, but so far I'm really enjoying it. Anyway, and it's not just about God in the sense that the book explains how God is not this figure or whatever that we see God as, and it's like the way that it's been, we kind of see it as the Bible and that this is what we're supposed to do and this is what God wants, blah, 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 that's actually not what God actually is. Anyway, sidetrack there. And then, so that is the setting the goals part, and then we come down to achieving the goals. Now, for this, the achieving part is up to you. It's on you. I don't have a magical wand that is going to help you or make you or get you up off your butt to achieve the goals. This is the implementation. This is taking the action you need to take in order to get there. This is doing the things you need to do, you want to do, even though you feel scared to do it. There is no shortcut to success. Everyone who is successful has to experience the same fear, the same thoughts. The difference between the people who are successful and achieve the success that they want and the people that don't is that the people that achieve the success they want do the things even though it feels scary and they're worried about what other people might think or whatever. Oh, that's it. This, if it were easy, then everyone would do it, but that's why we have these fears and these thoughts and the differentiating things, because they're not everyone's going to do it. So the people that get to achieve the success and the satisfaction and the joy of going after what they want, you got to go through the shit stuff. So they go through the shit and then the other side is good. So I talk about this all the time. You can go back and listen to episode number 1, which is about taking action through fear and is still my most listened to or downloaded podcast episode ever. So definitely go and listen to that. I also go over this a lot in my Mindset 101 course, which is only $3. And I've honestly heard such great stuff about the fear module of that course being life-changing and helping people so much. And they go back to it to go through the content again. So I encourage you to do that if you need. But the implementation, you have to be the one to get up off your butt and do it. Some things that you can think about. Well, okay. So the first thing here before I move on is something that you really, really, really need to absorb and know and live by is that you are at cause for everything in your life. So we are not at effect. We do not blame anything outside of us for our own outcomes and things we achieve. When you can accept that you are at cause for everything in your life, it can be a little bit scary, but it's also liberating because it also means even though you're responsible for all the things and maybe some of the things that happen that aren't great, you're also able to change things and do things differently, and you have so much power to create whatever you want in your life. So focus on being at cause. Whenever you experience something in your life, think about, how am I at cause for this? How am I at cause? What could I have done differently? What can I learn from this? How can I do it differently next time? How can I do something differently next time and make it more aligned with what I want to achieve and who I am and who I want to be? So always at course. You can remind, this is a good affirmation for you to remind yourself of every single day, multiple times throughout the day. Write it down, scribble it on your notebooks, do whatever. I am at cause. I am at cause. I am at cause. Love it. Okay. So the next thing in achieving is some questions that I have also in the guidebook, but who do I need to become? So this is where we're focusing on the future here. Who do I need to become? If you are wanting to get a promotion at work, who do you need to become in order to get that promotion? Do you need to maybe come to work a little bit earlier or on time every day? Do you need to maybe step outside what you think is your, what you're paid for? I used to say that a lot, like, it's not my job description. It's not my job to do this, because I was a little brat and I was like, I don't want to do anything more than I'm getting paid for. But guess where that got me? Nowhere. If you can step outside of that and say, all right, even though this is maybe I'm not getting paid for this, how can I add a little more value in order for people to see me as being worth promoting and maybe people thinking of me first when they have a promotion or whatever? Who do you need to become? Do you need to be more of a leader? Do you need to develop more, a skill more? Do you need to believe in yourself more confidence, whatever it is? The next, what needs to be important to me? So think about what needs to be important to you. And this can be for anything. Maybe if you're trying to lose weight, what needs to be important to you? Cooking healthy meals, the gym, working out. These things need to be a priority for you. What do you need to start believing? Do you need to start believing that you go to the gym every day and you are a fitness person? Do you need to start believing that you are worth a promotion? What do you need to start believing? What habits do you need to implement? So do you need to start cooking your lunches every day, getting your gym clothes ready? Do you need to start showing up to work earlier? Do you need to start speaking up in meetings? What habits do you need to implement? What do you need to learn? So do you need to learn how to track your macros? Do you need to learn how to use a specific piece of equipment at the gym? Do you need to learn a specific software program at work that will help you get the promotion that you want? And what would it look like if it were easy and fun, which is really something that I love to do, is I love making things fun. That's a huge goal for me this year, is how can this year be more fun? And just think about what it would look like if it were easy and fun, what it would look like if it was super fun to lose weight. How would it be if it was fun? Would you be doing more classes? Would you be swimming? What would it look like if it were fun? A lot of the time we are taught to think that achieving things and getting better and moving up is difficult, but it doesn't have to be difficult. Just because you believe or we've been taught to think that things are difficult, that doesn't mean it's a fact. You can believe whatever you want. If you believe that things are hard, so I had this belief that about Instagram quite a while ago, and it kind of crept back in recently, that like Instagram is a drag, it's a drain, you have to show up, you have to say all this crap. Only people who have beautiful photos can get followers and whatever. And then I decided to just think, what would Instagram look like if it were fun for me? And that's when I started creating more graphics and doing more lives and just showing up however I wanted to show up. And it helped. It made people get to know me better. It made my brand stick out more because I was creating content that was true for me. So it was really recognizable. So what would it look like if it were easy and fun? Now, some golden rules of goal setting is make them future focused and towards motivated, as we've spoken about. Base them on personal performance and not outcomes you can't control. So base them on things that you can control and not things that rely on other people or external things in order to be achieved. So much like, this one's kind of a tough one even for me to explain and understand, but don't make a goal that relies on another person. doing something if you have a business partner or something that can be difficult, but as much as you can, focus on how you can show up and what you can do to bring value and get to the goal that you want, rather than always saying, well, this goal will be achieved when X and Y happens. Be like, this is a goal because I will have done this, if that makes sense. Hopefully it does. Another one is, you are a cause for everything in your life. Something important to note here is that responsibility doesn't mean fault. Just because you're responsible for something doesn't mean it was your fault. Taking responsibility for something means that you are not reacting. You are learning from the experience. You are growing and you are saying, what can I learn? What can I do differently? And how can I make it better? So they shouldn't be like a to-do list. They should be challenging and scare you a little. And there is no failure, only feedback. Something that I am doing and kind of installing a new belief and way of thinking that I am installing right now is, instead of using the word failure, I am calling things an OTE. So it's an opportunity to expand. It's not a failure anymore. That word is being removed from my vocabulary and I'm replacing it with OTE. Opportunity to expand. So there is no failure, only feedback. Huh, that's a lot. So I went through all of this really, really quickly. Actually, a lot of the masterclass I did on this took an hour and I felt like I was blasting through it, but this has been 45 minutes and I'm already done. So I understand if maybe this feels overwhelming for you right now. If it does, I highly suggest you getting the guidebook, because it's all written out for you there. It's a lot easier. You'll be able to work through everything and you can use this guidebook to come back to as often as you need. So I'll leave all the links for that in the show notes. If you have any questions about this, please let me know. Also, I know in the last episode I said ask questions to an email address, but I've changed it just to a form on my website, which is a whole lot easier. So if you have any questions, any challenges, something that you're working on, anything you need help with, ideas for future episodes, I'll leave the link on how you can like send that stuff to me in the show notes here, but it's just brookealexander.co/podcast. And then you can just fill in the information. It can be completely anonymous if you would like, or if you have a business or social media handle that you would like me to share with the people that listen to the podcast so that more people can find you, I can do that too. So that is it for this episode. It was an intense one, but really, really important. And this is kind of a different way of goal setting and it's working for me. This is what I do myself personally. This is the process that I take my clients through. Obviously, when I do it with clients, it's like a lot more in depth and not just a 45 minute call. But yeah, let me know how you go with this, what you thought of it. And if you do any of it, take a photo on your Instagram and share it with me. Tag me in your Instagram stories or whatever it is on how you go through all this process. And yeah, I love that. So clearly I'm ranting right now, and I'm gonna leave it here. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. As usual, I love you, and I will catch you in the next one. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope you learned something that you can begin to implement in your life right now. If you did enjoy this episode, I would absolutely love if you left me a review in iTunes so that we can get the podcast in front of more people and share the message. And don't forget to head over to my website to sign up and get all the free content I've created for you to help you on your manifestation and transformation journey. There's so much for you to enjoy, and I'm so grateful to be able to share it with you.